You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Welcome to another episode of Two Peas on a Podcast, counting down movies, music, TV, and pop culture, one top five at a time. And now, here are the Two Peas, Andy and Gerald.
What's up, people? Welcome back to another episode of Two Peas. We can't stop doing it, Andy.
I can't stop. Well, you make me.
Force you.
Well, I mean, of course you
pay. We got reunited.
You pay me for this.
We do.
Well, I mean, you haven't paid me yet, but word on the street is eventually I'm going to get a check.
Somebody's fucking lying to you, brother.
There's no money involved?
Listen, Two Peas on a Podcast. We got reunited a couple weeks ago, and now we can't stop knowing it. We're back together.
Well, because I love you.
I do love you as well.
Like
this
boy,
is episode 84
of
Two Peas on a Podcast. Now, if we add up all the bonuses I've done, because I want to say we've done 44 bonuses.
Okay.
I can't do math. What is that?
That's 84 plus 44 is 128?
That's 128 episodes of this show.
Man, I did that quick.
What the hell are we doing? And also, why are you so good at math? I can't do that. Top five math problems.
So you and I have been on 84 episodes?
Yeah. Well, probably a few more as well, because you did the Star Wars bonus and you did the top TV moms bonus.
Okay.
So when you've probably been on
when
about
you do
90
a, when
or so.
When you do a top five without me, do you call that an episode?
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
Yeah.
It's a bonus. Interesting.
It's not the real deal. It's
so if I cheat on my wife, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
She's like,
you can see it that way.
Yeah. But you were with another woman. No. It wasn't the, it was a bonus.
Hey, whoa. We still have our thing. That was just on the side.
That's a bonus.
Right?
That's a bonus.
That's a little extra.
You know, I'm eating steak, and then steak's the best part, but I got a little mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you gotta get a side. I mean, who goes to an Outback and just gets a steak?
This is great. Steak's why you're there.
We apologize to both our wives. Not that either one of them would fucking listen to
I'd like to apologize to my ex-wife.
I'd like to apologize to the lady that left me after hearing this. All right, so episode 84. What are we doing today, Andy? This is an exciting one. First of all, let me just tell him before you tell him.
Oh, I'm so
We've
excited.
We've been planning this one. I just went back, actually. Let me go back. So I went back to
the post
where we asked the fans for feedback, and that was on... does Facebook give you that was on February 18th, bro. So we've been planning this since February.
Dude, this is my
And we're finally laying it down. Yeah. What are we counting down today? Well, don't give anything away. Just tell us what we're counting down.
The top five JT songs. And if you don't know who JT is, it's Justin Timberlake. Now, both
Justin
Gerald and I
Timberlake.
Are huge JT fans. Yes. I mean, I love it. I feel like I love him beyond just his music.
I've seen him
a bunch
healthy.
Of times live. I actually met him.
You want to open up with the story? Because you've mentioned on the show before, but I'm sure no one heard it. But
this is not something he would ever...
It's not really a story.
For him, this goes into the file of creepy fan moments.
He won't ever remember.
California Pizza Kitchen in Studio City, California. Yeah. I was working there, and I was cleaning out this closet in the back that happened to be in the hallway where the bathrooms were. And the door was propped open, so I was cleaning up. And I look up, and there, leaning against the wall, waiting for the bathroom, is Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
Now, Justified had just come out 6 months ago, and I was like hardcore in love with this
love
guy.
It.
Like,
I
looked up at him and I said, dude, you're like the hottest artist on the planet.
You said it to him.
And he goes, nah, man. I said, hey, give me one of these. And I did the little shoulder thing.
You didn't do it.
He said, nah, man.
I'm just trying to go to the bathroom here.
When I came back out of the closet, he was walking around the corner. But that was our interaction, basically. Wow. And then I got a restraining order in the mail. Whenever I go to a concert, I have to ask the people who are selling me the tickets, is it, 200 feet away?
Right.
The tickets.
And you came out of the closet. So all that happened on the same day.
But Justin, I mean, honestly, let's go beyond my infatuation.
By the way, was it number one or number two? What is number one or number two? I wonder if did he poop or did he pee?
I wasn't in the bathroom.
Oh, you didn't
He was in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't there very long.
Okay. So let's talk about it.
He didn't watch his hand. I didn't think he watched his hand.
We're going to count on our top five songs from Justin Timberlake. Okay. A little asterisk on that.
Asterisk.
It can include songs from NSYNC's catalog.
Yes.
So NSYNC, obviously Justin's music career really started with NSYNC in the late 80s into the 90s.
Were you an NSYNC fan before Justin?
Definitely like late 90s it really blew up.
Were you an NSYNC fan before Justin?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I wasn't.
Shamelessly.
I wasn't.
Shamelessly. I don't care. People use these terms, guilty pleasures, yeah. You know? And I was in college when NSYNC blew up. I just want to tell you. So I was a college student trying
it's
to be cool.
Tearing up my heart when I'm
now, you know, I was cool. Let's be honest. I was cool. Let's
I think
be honest.
You just kind of,
you know, I'm going to see
that.
Local indie bands. I'm doing all this stuff. But you know what? I'm the same dude that has the CD changer in his car that has like Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, NSYNC, you know,
NSYNC.
Notorious Big. I mean, I had all, I don't care. NSYNC's in the mix, brother. Yeah. See, I love music. Okay?
I didn't listen to NSYNC until Justin, because I was in, I never listened to NSYNC. I don't know why, I just never did. But I was in the restaurant working in Chicago, and then Like I Love You kept playing on the radio. And I was like, dude, who is this guy? I love this song. Like, dude, that's Justin Timberlake from NSYNC. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's great.
And then one of the guys I worked with said, let me burn you some NSYNC albums. And then I bought Justified, fell in love, and then went back to NSYNC.
His debut album's great.
Yeah.
He had the thing where he was dating Britney Spears. That was like a pop culture phenomenon.
But I mean, Justin, I have a few in the hierarchy of my favorite artists of all time. Yeah. Justin's
He's a triple threat to me.
He
is hilarious, brother. Have you seen him on Saturday Night Live?
Of course.
When he does Saturday Night Live with Jimmy Fallon or whatever. Yeah. Just so funny, so charismatic, just so fun to watch.
Hey, Justin, you want to hear that sing that song we heard today? You mean Africa by Toto? That's a
they do their skits.
And his bromance with Jimmy Fallon is just great. I mean, you can tell they're having so much fun. I love this guy.
Love Justin Timberlake. Love his music.
Love a lot.
He's a great actor. You know, he was an alpha dog, which is great. He can do dramatic acting.
Dog.
He can do funny. He's dog. Comedy. Yeah. He's married to Jessica Biel, which is also on his resume, if you ask me.
Creepy voice.
Jessica Biel, guys.
But Justin's
his wife.
Cool, man. And I think the best thing about Justin, the best thing about Jimmy is you can just tell he's having so much fun. You can tell every time he does something. When you see him at a concert, when you see him on a talk show, you can just tell he's just having so much fun.
He's just a cool guy. He's a great musician. And I loved him in NSYNC.
Justin, if you're listening to this show and you remember meeting me, hit me up on the Facebook. Hit me up on the email.
If you remember me bothering you while you were waiting to use the bathroom 20 years ago, that was me. And I'm still creepy and I still love you. Listen, I was kind of talking through you there. What do you think the odds are that he'll listen to this? Very, very, very minuscule, right? He's a busy guy.
Below low.
Borderline impossible,
like it's
right?
not like there's
a, I'm going to tag him on Twitter.
It's not like there's a zero chance of him listening to the show. There's like, if he did listen, the universe would implode.
Yeah, I mean, I follow him on Twitter. I'm going to tag him on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm going to see what happens.
You think he'd be like, oh, Gerald tagged me.
Wow, people that I don't care about talking about me. Let me listen to this. I think I saw this guy in the bathroom 20 years ago.
I doubt this is the only show that's ever mentioned him. So
I think I saw that guy in the bathroom 20 years ago.
Hey,
is that guy?
There's gonna be a limo that pulls up to my house like tomorrow. Like, hey, brother. Get on in here, get all in right. there, friend.
So we can
I've
include,
been looking for you for 20 years.
So NSYNC, or we can include NSYNC tunes. So I might have some NSYNC love in here. Obviously, Justin Timberlake's got an amazing solo career. Yeah. Justified came out late '90s, right? 97,
Justified probably came
like
out like
or no, it was
2002, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, early 2000s.
And then followed up by Future Sex Love Sound, which I mean that's his Thriller. I mean, arguably one of the best pop albums ever made.
Dude, 2020 but Experience
then,
though is a double.
2020
double,
double
album,
but see, the thing about that, and of course Man of the Woods. The thing about Justin that I just love is that he can't be contained. Like, Future Sex Love Sound was a quintessential pop album.
Yeah.
2020 was basically a mixtape.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, I'm going to go into the studio with Timberland. We're just going to make a mixtape. And then we're going to do it in 20 days. And it just happened to be 20 days. But it's not quintessential pop music. It's not easy to listen to.
I Future mean, Sex Love Sounds was like you said, his Thriller. It was like for the masses, kind of like for
every
popular,
song was perfect. Every song was perfect.
Like
2020
charts.
I mean, every song is 8 minutes long.
But didn't you get a feeling that 2020 when that hit? Because there was a huge hiatus for him too. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because Future Sex Love Sound came out. I don't know how long it was, but it was like 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
He did some acting and some
but
other stuff.
2020 was completely different.
And, you know,
completely different.
There used to even, we're talking about Fallon, there used to even be a running joke with the two of them, like, when are you going to put more music out? And Justin used to get tired of it. And it was like 12 years before he put out 2020.
Yeah.
And I remember when that came out, didn't you get a sense that when that double album came out, that was for the fans, really?
Oh, yeah.
That was. I mean, there were some hits on there. And
well,
I'm
also
sure we'll talk
like,
about
honestly,
some of them.
And I have no idea what he's thinking. I think it was for him.
Yeah.
I think, and Man of the Woods is the same. I just think he makes music that he likes.
Yeah. And then Man of the Woods, I mean, now he's a married man. He's got a kid. You know, and that you can hear
I think
Woods.
Every one of his albums, Man of the Woods 2020, they have quote radio songs on them.
Sure.
Like I think Man of the Woods has the one with the country
Chris
singer
Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, it's great too.
Say something. That's say a good one. Something. I mean, that's just a great song.
That might
song.
Be my favorite.
He came out with
Don't Give Any Away.
Don't Stop the Feeling.
Don't Give Any Away,
which
bro.
Is just
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the
Don't
Feeling.
Stop Believing His Journey okay. from the '80s.
But Can't Stop the Feeling, which is like okay, I'm gonna give you a dance song.
Yeah.
But his
Don't
albums,
Give It Away.
It's just beautiful.
No, I
it's
love him. Okay, so I think what we've said in the last 7-8 minutes is that we love Justin Timberlake. Have we covered that? Have we covered that?
Yes.
All right, you ready, man? Let's do our top 5 Justin Timberlake
this
songs.
This was hard. I could have done top 20.
And we are gonna
some of these are thrown in there just at this moment. I think a week from now, I would give you a completely different top 5.
Are
this is
you,
my top 5
are,
right now.
Are you ready?
This is my top 5 right now, yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Five, four, three, two, one.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Number 5 is off 2020 Volume 1. It's a song called Strawberry Bubblegum. I love this song.
So do I, bro.
Strawberry. I mean, it's just.
Dude, that yeah. beat.
And I'll be your blueberry lollipop.
Oh,
and I love
man.
It till you make it pop.
I am so
it
happy.
It was just a mellow, 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 mellow day.
I'm so happy that you named this one. It was on my honorable mention.
Strawberry. It's just such a great song. It's him kind of whispering into the mic. It's got a great Timberland beat, but not one of those beats that a lot of Timberland's beats have a lot going on. This one's very, very simple. It's just do doon doon do doon do doon.
I agree. Do
doon 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 do doon. Why I let you kick in my do not disturb sign. It's about meeting this girl and being attracted to her and just blown away by her, but the way she pops her strawberry bubblegum.
Yeah, I agree.
Popping that strawberry bubblegum. And that strawberry bubble.
I'm glad that you included it. And you know how we
this
talked.
This is a great song.
You know how
man.
We talked pre-recording. You know how we talked pre-recording. How there may be some that I might recycle in if I feel like we have too
yeah.
much crossover.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones that I would have recycled in. So I hope the crossover stays minimal.
No.
But that there's probably 2 more songs from 2020 that I like better.
And that's I'm gonna call that.
But
one
that's my third favorite song on that album, and I love how it's so. It has a very like. Strawberry Bubblegum's cool because it has like an 80s synth pop feel,
but
also an old school R&B Al Green type feel, right?
Yeah.
It feels like if Al Green and like an 80s new wave artist
it starts out
together.
With Timbaland talking, come here, baby.
Yeah, come here, baby.
That Al,
yeah,
not Al Green, what's the guy with the dude?
Barry White. Yeah, like a Barry White voice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I love that song.
And it has good, I mean, because the great thing about 2020, and he flirted with this on Future Sex Love Sound, is all of his songs have intros and outros.
True.
So it'll start with the main song, and then it'll go into an outro, and Strawberry Bubblegum's a beautiful outro.
It does.
But it has a let me be your strawberry bubble gum.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'll be your blueberry lolly pop. And I love it till you make it pop.
Yeah, it's,
but I mean, it's just it's that's my deep cut. I mean, that's that's not. I don't think that song ever played on the radio.
I think I don't think it was a hit
a
for him
it's
or
wonderful.
A single
a
for him.
Song.
I think that song, the fans are gonna like the fans are gonna know it.
Yeah.
A lot of songs on 2020, like I said, I feel like with the exception of maybe 2 or 3 of them, weren't hits. They were just songs that his fans ate up. You know,
2020.
And
I could probably think of maybe. Two or three songs that they play on the radio.
Don't mention them just in case they come up. But
they're great songs. Like this, I'm gonna say it over and over again. This countdown is very difficult for me because I have so many. But right now, Strawberry Bubblegum is my number
All right, so we were talking about earlier when I was in college and a little few years post-college, how I just, you know, people use the term guilty pleasure. I don't see it that way. You know, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, and you know that.
Tay-Tay Swifty
Superfan.
And a
lot of people know that, but she's one of my favorite artists of all time, and I'll probably do a top five Taylors someday, too. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I don't
care. On Taylor Swift's list of people not to let near me, you're at the top.
I'm in her top.
You're
five.
The top.
It's me and that guy that's
and number 20 one is this creepy guy who keeps talking about me.
You know,
I'm not going to let him near me.
But look, bro. But my point is, like, I don't buy into the guilty pleasure thing. Like, I just like what I like, bro. And people are, you know, some people are going to ridicule me for it. Some people are going to.
I'm going to quote you on that. I like what I like, bro. I'm going to get a T-shirt.
I mean, I don't give a shit. G-money. You know. Yeah. And Justin Timberlake and NSYNC fall in that category too. So now I knew when I made this list. Okay. Like you said earlier, we could have easily done a top 20, top 50.
Oh, like, easily. I mean, easily. Like, I'm struggling. I'm struggling right now. Just to, my list wants to change, but I'm not going to change it.
But I had to, just for my own sanity, put an NSYNC song in my top five. I had to. Because that's where his career really took off, at least from a music standpoint.
Yeah, and there's some great songs. There's some timeless NSYNC songs.
And when they come to, when it comes to like the boy band discussion, you know, Backstreet Boys are in there. New Kids on the Block are in
NSYNC's
there, which were great in
NSYNC's
the 80s. But I mean, for me, it's NSYNC, man.
Yeah.
And we did, my friend Dan and Hannah, who also have a podcast, we did top five boy band songs.
Were all of them NSYNC?
Not too long ago. Well, I limited myself, so I only had one NSYNC on there. But, I mean, they're my favorite. I mean, you have the Backstreet versus NSYNC discussion all the time.
Well, NSYNC's also got
a lot of great
beats. I mean,
Backstreet's got a great catalog.
A lot of great kind of hip-hop pop dance beats on there. Yeah. Like, you know, ding 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 ding.
So I had to do it, man.
It's cool, man. Give it to me. Beat it to me.
Number five. 2000, in the year 2000, NSYNC released their second album, which was called No Strings Attached.
Great
and
album.
I could have literally picked any song off that album. Yeah. I love the album
cover.
That was one of those ones that I was playing in my car. I didn't care.
Yeah.
And I picked...
It's Gonna Be Me.
I picked that song.
Yeah.
It's Gonna Be Me.
It's Gonna Be Me.
So It's Gonna Be Me is my number five.
Oh, it's a great song.
From NSYNC. And, you know, a couple of reasons. I mean, one of the great, great, great memes of our
time... Yeah,
it's
Gonna Be Me.
...is Justin
every
Timberlake.
It's Gonna Be Me.
Every April 30th or whatever, you know, the world shares that meme of Timberlake from NSYNC saying it's gonna be May.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
I remember you told me... That it made you believe in no man, no cry. Maybe that's why every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't wanna lose it again, but I'm not like them. Maybe when you finally get to love somebody, guess what? It's gonna be me.
I do it myself every year. I'm guilty of it. But, you know, I had a girlfriend at the time. Me and this girl were dating.
Okay.
And I used to do this thing, and a lot of people did it, you know.
Why did you just tell yourself a lot of people did it?
A lot of people did it where they made mixtapes for the person they, you know, were in love with.
I never did that, but okay.
Crazy about, you know.
I made mixtapes.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
I made mixtapes.
So I used to make, you know, mixtapes, mix CDs for for whoever I was, you know, into.
And
whatever.
Yet you stayed single so long.
And I did... You know, what I thought would speak to the relationship at the time.
It's Gonna Be Me.
And I put It's Gonna Be Me as track one on this mixtape I made for this girl that I liked at the time. And we ended up dating. And I said, hey, it's gonna be me. You're gonna realize. Which, I mean, come on, let's be honest. There's nobody else out there better than me. Am I right? I mean,
it's gonna be me.
I mean, maybe you.
Or it's gonna be G.
Right, I can see that. But this song is also great because we're doing a Justin Timberlake list.
Yeah.
And he has that really powerful first verse in the song. And it's going to be me. And he has that first verse as him. And it's the longest verse in the song. So this is the closest one on No Strings Attached that would be like a Justin song.
Give me the
song.
First line of it. I'm blanking. Give me the first line.
The chorus is coming to mind right now. I'll probably put it on the episode, actually. But it's, you know. All that I do is not enough for you. You don't want to lose it. I like that. So anyway, that's what's gonna be me. I love it, man. I can listen to NSYNC. I can listen to JT. Yeah. But It's Gonna Be Me
that's
is the one
song
I decided on because it has a very powerful Justin.
You can't hear it or not.
And it's got a great chorus with all of them joining in. Yeah. Justin really shines on that tune.
Honorable mention for me, by the way.
And
it
was a big hit for them too. There's another one that I could have picked that was probably a bigger hit for them.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's more of a Justin showcase. It's going to be me.
I have three NSYNC honorable mentions, and that's one of them.
Awesome. All right, man. So that's my number five. What's your number four, brother?
Number four, Justin, if you're listening, this is my origin story of
I
you.
I think we already
I've already told the story, man. I was walking around. I was waiting tables in Chicago. I was, you know, having a lot of fun doing improv at Second City and just, you know, enjoying
can
life.
Can I interrupt you real quick? This was in Chicago?
Yeah, this was in Chicago.
Oh, I thought this was in Cali.
No, when I heard this song. When I heard this song for the first time, it was in Chicago.
Oh, I thought you meant when you met him in the bathroom.
When I met him in the bathroom was in...
Cali.
It was in Cali. Okay, this is in Chicago. So, I mean, I'm just loving life. You know, I'm all involved in the nightlife and, well, the improv life, and I'm newly married. Just loving life. And this song just keeps coming on the radio, and every time it comes on, I'm like, this is it's like Michael, but it's more... Because I'm a big Michael Jackson fan, but more than... I mean, who is this guy? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
And it starts off with this iconic Neptunes beat. It's Like I Love You, the first single off Justified, his first solo album. And I could have picked a lot of songs off Justified, but this is the only one I picked off Justified. Like I Love You is just such an amazing dance song, and it's his, it's our introduction to who Justin's going to be beyond NSYNC.
True.
And it's got his classic falsetto then, I just wanna love you, babe.
Yeah, and he kills that. He kills
and just, I mean, the way he sings, the lyrics, the dance video, Like I Love You is one of my favorite dance songs of all time. Since you're so fine, if it's up to me, your face will change. Favorite Justin songs of all time. It any of these, honestly, let's face it, besides Strawberry Bubblegum, the next four, any of them could be number one.
Right.
Like I Love You could be my favorite Justin song. I wouldn't argue with you if you made it.
Right.
But Like I Love You, that's just my jam. You know,
I kind of know this. I agree, man. And it's got a great rap in there from Clips.
Oh,
it's an awesome
rap. What you want to do? I'm in front with you. Grab a back seat. I can have fun with you.
I love it, man.
Clips and Jay Timberlake.
I know, it's good. That's a good one. I've got one on my list from Justified, but it's not that one. But love that song, and it's on my honorable mention.
Dude, it's such a great song, that beat.
I agree.
And at that time, Neptunes, and specifically Pharrell, was known for these very specific drum beats.
Yeah.
And that was like one of his most popular ones, that little cats. Mm-hmm. It sounds like someone's playing it on the drum set. It's not bass heavy, it's snare heavy. And it's just such a great beat to groove to. It's just a wonderful beat.
I love it, man.
Strong. Yeah, like
it's,
I love it.
It's a good pick. It's a quote unquote safe pick because it is a very, very popular JT
tune. And that's
JT
the one. And there's a wonderful song. There's a wonderful song on Future Sex Love Sound where he's talking about these seeing these girls in the club, and he goes, "And you were dancing to my shit, going like this," and he puts that riff in there.
Right.
He says, "You were dancing
which was genius.
To my shit."
Genius. Yeah, I love it.
I saw you in a club. You were dancing to my song.
It's going like I love you.
That's my number four,
which is another another crowd pleaser at weddings.
Dude,
people love dancing that.
And it's one of those songs like kind of like Billie Jean, that little doom 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 doom, and like other Justin songs or other NSYNC songs that we can get into later. Once the first, I mean, from the first guitar strum, not only do you know what it is, but you're moving to the dance floor before you even know you're moving to the dance floor.
Right.
Like as soon as that, you're like, oh, I'm there.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's good shit. Yeah. That's good shit, man. All right, good pick. It's on my honorable mention.
Thank you very much for your validation.
I think you'll get a theme here as we spread out over my next four. Okay.
Spread it out.
A little bit of a theme.
Okay.
But I do like it. I do like that Justin makes it fun, but he kind of makes revenge fun.
Ooh.
So my number four is also from Future Sex Love Sound, but it's called What Goes Around Comes Around. And
That's a great song.
That's a good tune, man. When this dropped, single, I mean, and it became popular, the video was Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Did you ever see the video?
Oh, I did.
Scarlett Johansson plays the girl.
I'll go ahead and say,
we'll
link Conversations because that's your number four. That's my number three.
Oh,
so we'll link.
All right, so
we'll link Conversations here.
You can definitely
go first.
You can definitely
What Goes Around
Yeah. Man. I mean, it's just good. I'm going to talk about another one later that falls in a similar category. Yeah. And a lot of people considered this song a sequel to the one I'm going to be talking
the
about.
The reason
later.
I didn't put that one on my list is because this one's on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I consider this one.
I went a certain way just because I like when he plays kind of like the star-crossed.
Oh.
He plays kind of like the star-crossed lover in
a lot
of those tunes.
And it's angry. And it's so dark and angry.
And it's kind of like, hey.
And like, you're going to get yours. You did this to me. Like, yeah. And that, you know.
That's the thing. It's like, hey, fate is a thing.
And then,
so,
and then the reprise of it, you know. Oh, you go. I'm fine.
No, no, it's okay. I mean, it's like, I mean, the title says it all. I mean, what goes around comes around. Think about it. Don't want to talk about it. I'm just so sick about it. Can't believe it's ending this way. Just so confused about it. Feeling the blues about it. Yeah. I just can't do it without you. Tell me, is this fair? Is this the way it's really going down? Is this how we say goodbye? Should've known better when you came around that you were gonna make me cry. It's breaking my heart to watch you run around, cause I know that you're living a lie. But that's okay, baby, cause in time you will find. And you know, you cheated on me, or you were shitty to me, or whatever the case may be, you're gonna get yours, you know. And it's like, and who knows when he wrote this, but it's like, hey, I'm Justin Timberlake now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing whatever you're doing.
And it's also, it's a, like you said, it's a self validation. This is what happened. And we assume he's talking about Britney. We don't know. I mean, this another song.
Or that relationship
that, you know, even the video kind of had a person like her in it. But this is the validation of that. You know what? You left me and it hurt for a while, but now I'm in the best place I've ever been at, and you're gonna get yours. Like, you're gonna get yours. And, you know, and so why you call me baby on the lonely nights, and now you need somebody to come and make it right, but I'm not that somebody.
Right.
Living out of sympathy, because hey, what goes around comes back around. You know? Yeah. And it's got that great, like, and once that beat hits that doom, 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 it's just you just bob your head, man. You bob your head.
You nailed it. I mean, I know it's coming up on your list too. You know, I don't know a whole lot more I can say about it. Just that I love when he does that kind of, like, you know, I'm a star-crossed lover.
Yeah.
I'm the victim kind of card that he plays to whatever hurt he felt in his love life, whether it's about Britney or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, maybe when he was in high school, who the hell knows. But that he does it, and it's like you bounce to it, and it's fun, and like you kind of like inadvertently, like it's not a sad thing, even though it is. And then, like I said, there's another one's gonna be coming up later. It's almost like he just changes, like, the beat or the tempo is like a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's dark.
Like, we're talking about, like I Love You, you know, is more peppy.
And this guy's just
like
dark.
What goes around is a little bit more like,
I thought I told you. Yeah. And it's quintessential. I mean, of course.
And that's a great outro, too, how you said he does outros.
Huge Sex Love Sound introduced us to the intros and outros. So many of the songs, like, it's not on my list. It might be on yours, but Love Stone has one of the best. That little
Summer Love into Love Stone. Yeah, that's a good one.
But this one, I mean, because the beat slows down. You think it's over, like. Yeah. And the beat comes back in.
And I can remember.
The second part is even darker. He's like, it's almost like saying, I'm not done. You know, you cheated, girl. My heart bleeded, girl. So it goes without saying that you left me feeling hurt.
Right.
A classic case of scenario. Right.
I love it. I can remember driving around in my sister's car in Charlotte and listening to this
jam. I mean, it's just such. It could be my number one very easily.
And I think, for my money, I think this is the best song to come off of Future Sex Love Sounds, in my opinion.
It's hard for me because, like I said, that's my Thriller. It's like comparing Beat It to Billie Jean.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
just
the only Future
hard.
Sex Love Song sound yeah. that made
that
song that made my list.
Album is immortal.
Spoiler alert.
That album is immortal to me.
Yeah, I hear it.
I mean,
me too.
It's just
me
beautiful.
Too. It's great.
But I'm going to go ahead and say my number three is also What Goes Around. There's another song that everyone knows what we're talking about. That is on my, like, number one on my honorable mentions. It's such a good song. It's the beginning of Justin's experience with Timberland. It's the first time we hear them together. But this one for me was the continuation of that one, and this one was even better. The video is so dark. The video ends with death.
Right.
So it's so dark. He thinks he knows this girl, and it's just a very dark and gritty, and I mean, it's just a beautiful song. It's so dark, but also so moving. What goes around is my jam.
And the video won Video of the Year that year, and you guys should watch it, because it's like a movie, bro. And Scarlett Johansson plays the love interest in it, obviously.
And who plays...
actress.
the best friend who kind of she cheats on with.
Oh yeah, he's famous as well.
Yeah, but he was a good pick for that
I'll
as well.
Look it up while.
But man, what goes around is, I mean, from the very beginning, you're just pulled into that song, and it's just, I mean, and it's also cool because, like, I remember when I first experienced Future Sex Love Sound. That's, I think it's track number 6. Mm-hmm. So by then, you're just worn out on how good this album is. You've heard Sexy Back. You've heard Future Sex Love Sound. You've heard My Love. You've heard... And when this song comes in, you're almost exhausted. You don't think the album can get any better.
Right.
And then this beat hits, and you just sit back and like, oh my gosh, how does he do it?
I agree. Yeah. I mean, there's no surprise that we matched up on it. I think it's the best song off of Future Sex, but I understand.
It could easily be. Like I said, the next couple songs could all be my number one.
All right, cool, man. So we're up to my number.
Your number
correct?
Two. Your number three. Yes.
My number three.
Wait. All right. So that was my number three. This is your number three.
Yep. It was my four. Your three. Okay. So my number three. I've got two songs back to back here from the 2020 experience.
Oh yeah.
Now, I think 2020 was an album for the fans and, like you said, for him.
Yeah.
You know, cathartically or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that each album that he's put out is kind of at different points in his life. You know, Justified and Future Sex Love Sounds were like he was the rising pop star.
Yeah.
You know, and Justified, you can argue that he wrote to kind of detach himself from NSYNC a little bit.
And Future
and
Sex
solo
was the,
career.
And
I think Future Sex was his Timberland was the, collaboration.
Future Sex was the height of him in pop music.
Right.
It's arguably, in my opinion, the best pop album of all time.
Right. Okay.
2020 transcends pop.
Yeah.
You can't listen to that 2020 album and put it in a genre.
Right.
Is it a mixtape? Is it hip hop? Is it pop? What is it?
And what was cool about 2020 was that...
Is it like an electronic music album?
Right.
Like an EDM?
That's what I'm saying.
What
it's got a little bit of country. It's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
What was cool about 2020 for me as a fan is like 12 years. We were like, where the fuck... I mean, can we get a new Justin song? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, so the album comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I should look up his... I'll look up in a second his discography, but I want to say it was at least a decade since he put out Future Sex.
Yeah.
At least. So 2020 comes out.
And first of all, Volume 1, and we don't know Volume 2 is coming.
And we don't know Volume 2 is coming. So this is a Volume 1 tune. The first song on there is Push Your Love Girl, and that's my number 3.
Push Your Love... I'm on the ceiling, baby!
So that's my number 3 because he is talking about his infatuation, I assume, with Jessica Biel, but he's talking about of this woman
like
that he loves, and she's a drug to him, brother.
Yeah, my Push Your Love.
She has...
That's what I call it.
He has to have her. He has to live with her. He can't live without her. And he, you know, takes a dark analogy, right?
Man.
Being hooked on drugs is not something that I would wish on anyone, but it's an analogy that is so kind of haunting and dark, and he puts it with such a beautiful thing of being in love with this woman.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. Cause I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. I don't wanna ever come down off this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. So how I wanna see the baby. So gonna be my dealer, baby. Cause all I want is you, baby. One more time.
Right, and he just mixes the brightest, happiest thing you can think of.
My hydroponic candy jelly
thing you can think of, and puts them together.
Yeah.
And it's just a tremendous thing, and it's how that album starts. When I went to see him on that tour, that's the first song they played.
Hey, little mama, and you don't have to ask me if I want to.
So I love...
Can I get a light?
I love
Roll
Push
You
Your
Up
Love
and Let It Burn.
I love it. That's how he comes back into your life.
And it's such a beautiful illustration of his falsetto. Now, his falsetto is not perfect. Like, you know, you should say Michael's falsetto is perfect. His is kind of gritty, almost jazzy. But the way I like about the song is the beats in the background. He's like jazzy over it, like, hey, little mama, you know, and he's just behind it. And
did
just
you get to see
very
him?
Sinatra,
did you
very
to see
jazzy.
Him on this tour with Tennessee?
I saw him twice on this tour.
Yeah, and they,
I saw him once in PNC and once in Charlotte. Raleigh, once in Charlotte.
And when they do that jam specifically, I mean, they're jamming out. Bro. Yeah. They're just having a jam session. Yeah. To this tune.
When I did, I think we put probably both some in Raleigh.
Yeah,
song
PNC.
He started with that song.
Yep.
The first line of that, "Hey little mama, yep. don't have to ask me if I want to."
And it's the first track on his new album after over a decade of not releasing music.
It's an amazing song.
And you know, being able to hear that, and just that's how we're introduced to him again. And as you can see,
completely different.
As you can see with what goes around, you know, "Push Your Love Girl" is also a very dark kind of subject matter, but it's happy at the same time. Yeah. And he has a knack for being able to do that. And there's one more coming up on my list.
"There's a million words for your type of chronic. My push of love. Yeah, that's what I call it.
Give me that love. Yeah. I need it. I can't live up.
Because you're right. Yeah. It's him admitting, "I'm addicted to you and it's okay."
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I love it.
Yeah.
So that's my number three, man. Okay. We're up to your runner-up.
My number two. Once again, all these, I got so many I could name, but number two, this song, I'm going to be very honest with you. I cry every time I hear it.
Wow. Okay.
Because from the very beginning, it sweeps me up. And it takes me to a different level. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I'm floating on the musical plane that he takes me to.
Okay.
And it brings tears to my eyes because it's like, it's a movie about, it's also a very good video. It's a song about seeing yourself in another, them seeing you in them, mm-hmm. discovering who they are within your heart, within their heart. It's off 2020 volume... Mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Volume one or two?
One.
One. So Mirrors is just, from the very beginning, has that great guitar, and then just, he takes me away. Mirrors just takes me away. And there's so many good lines in it. From, it's like, "You're my mirror, staring back at me." I can't think of the line, it's so good. "Once I figured it out. I'm like, I'm a man, my staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me."
Right.
"It's just as big as this promise that we're making, two hearts into one.
On the other side, cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now.
Something before I figured it out. And
you're right about the video, because the video's got the old folks that
taken into like, I was already drawn into you before I figured it out. I don't know what the line is. And then before I figured it out, I was right there all along.
"I can tell you there's no place we wouldn't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just put your hand on the glass." Yeah. I'm here. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Say, keep going.
Trying to pull you through.
Yeah.
"You just got to be strong because I don't want to lose you now." I'm looking right at the other half of me. It's my number two as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to name this one.
Dude, it's just I
have a love affair with this song because
it sweeps me up so much. I can't even recall the lyrics right now because I can't think. When I think about the song, I can't even think. It sweeps me away and takes me to another plane and takes me
out. I agree. I have a love affair with this song too because anybody that's in love or has ever been in love or is married or anything like that, this song will speak to you. And you can tell he wrote this about his new wife at the time, Jessica Biel. So one of the things I love about this song is I can remember one, I couldn't wait to introduce my daughter to it. My daughter was probably maybe 13, 14, something like that at the time it came out. And I used to, go visit her on the weekends or whatever. And she lived in Greensboro at the time. And we would, as a young teen, you can imagine, she was into the teen pop. So if a new song came on the radio, that's what she was into. So she was into all the teeny bopper kind of songs or whatever. And I already told you, I don't care. I listen to anything. So I knew that she liked Justin Timberlake from, songs that he released previously. He was played on those types of stations. And so when I got that album and I heard Mirrors, because it wasn't a single yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first single off 2020.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, this song's amazing. And I couldn't wait because I was going to get her. And we listened to her in the car. And when you see that song live and it has the breakdown and the whole crowd joins in the chorus.
When I saw him, it was the last one he played.
baby, keep your eyes on me. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest seed that's set in my heart is the space, and now you're home. You show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, and it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all along.
The very
yeah,
last
me too.
Song he played.
Yeah, same
he,
here.
He actually had the mirrors with the audience's pictures on them.
Yeah.
So he was like also giving it to the audience. Like, it's like you're my mirror.
Right.
My mirror staring back at
right.
me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside it.
It's a great tune, and it's a love song. And it's a love song that's played as a dance tune, as a dance yeah. number. It doesn't have to be slow, and it has to be sappy, you know? And we match up there. It's my runner up as well. It's just such a powerful song. And it's one of those songs that, you know, it has meaning, yes, and it's a deep tune. But it can also give you kind of like the goosebumps when you hear the chorus, like get the hair stand up on the back of your neck, you know, because it's a powerful, it's powerfully written and it's a fun beat. And you can tell it that song means something to him. You know what I mean?
Or
at least
it does.
At least
it
did when he wrote it. It's my number two as well. For all the reasons you said, it's just such an iconic tune. I mean, it's gonna live on forever in his catalog. It's gonna be similar to the Billie Jean's of the world.
Yeah,
I mean, that'll be a Justin Timberlake song that will be attached to him.
And it's a song on another level. Like, you hear all this music, but once you hear the intro to that song, you can tell this is something different.
Yeah.
From the first like electric guitar, you're like, okay, whoa, what's this song gonna be?
Right.
And it's something.
Yeah, I agree. Awesome tune, man. So it's both of our number twos is Mirrors from 2020. So I had two.
I wish, honestly, it's so good. I can't even be better. I wish I was more articulate about it, but I can't. I can say is it moves me.
Yeah,
it just moves me.
Another great video as well. Yeah, another great video. Similar to the start of Disney's Up.
Yeah.
It's very. It pulls at your heartstrings there a little bit.
Heartstrings.
Yeah. But yeah, you got to find that mirror in life, man. Yeah. You know, the person that compliments you.
Yeah.
That's what it's basically.
And I love the fact
about.
That, like, I found you within me,
yeah.
you know, and you were already there and I didn't know. It's like in by falling in love with this woman or whoever he's talking about, he also realizes what love is.
Right.
That was already within him before I figured it out. Like you were right. here all
there.
Along.
You were there.
You were there all along.
Right.
And I just had to figure it out.
Right.
And that's the line I kept trying to get, but you were already there. I mean, it's just like, you taught me what love was and it was in me all the time.
I love
it. Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So you want to give your number
no,
one?
No. Okay. Number one is in the middle. Like, it's in the middle of everything that is good, Justin Timberlake. It's the epicenter. It's a great dance song. It's got a great rap break in it. It's got a great beat in it. It's off my favorite album, Future Sex Love Sound. It's just, I mean, it's got this Timberland beat that is just, ding, ding. Oh, that's just, it's my love off of Future Sex
Love
Sound.
With T.I.
My love, my love. I'm another woman that can take your spot, my.
If I wrote you a symphony just to say how much you mean to me,
what would you do?
If I told you you were beautiful, would you date me on the regular?
Tell me, would you?
Well, baby, I've been around the world, but I ain't seen myself another girl
like you.
This ring here represents my heart, but there's just one thing I need.
And another woman that could take your spot, my.
Yeah, I love it. Another crowd pleaser at weddings. Good tune. One of his biggest hits for sure. And it's on my honorable mentions.
I love
the rap by T.I. in that. You know, T.I.
Yeah.
And that song gave him a little bit of street cred because he had T.I., who was an upcoming rapper. At the time.
Sort of cooled as a fan on the Lou once again, but still got fan from Beirut to Japan.
He's also got another song on Future Sex that is not going to get mentioned now, I know, since we're through our list. Yeah. It's Chop Me Up with 3-6 Mafia.
Chop Me Up.
And he's
got, don't make a fool of me.
You know, he gets a little bit of street cred with those guest spots, those rap spots. But that's a good tune. It's on my honorable mentions.
Oh, it's so good.
That's, there's another
one. Also great falsetto. If I wrote you a symphony.
Yeah.
Which is cool because the beat's going doon, 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 like that, but he's flows really slow.
Right.
If I wrote you a symphony, you know.
Right. He's like singing against the grain.
Fuck another beat on Thursday. I could be in on the countryside. And then has a great part.
So
after that chorus, he goes, he does that thing where he just does the
so do you think that do you think that's your number one more so for the beat of it
everything.
Or the substance of the lyrical
everything
content?
He does. It's like his complete package. His complete package, and it builds and builds. Like, my love. Just keep building and building and building.
Right.
And then just takes you over. It takes you over. It's just such a good song. And the dance, like, I still know the My Love dance.
Yeah.
Little kick, kick, spin. Kick, spin.
It's good, man. That's a good tune. It's on my honorable mentions.
Good luck.
And I will tell you.
My Love. That's my jam.
I will tell you, I didn't pick it. I didn't know it'd be your number one necessarily, but I knew it'd be on there because we've talked about that at weddings before. When you play that at weddings.
Honestly, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and the rest of Justin's songs can go up and down and up and down. My Love will always be my favorite.
It's good.
I mean, it's just so.
It's good. It's
my
good.
Love. That's the thing when he goes.
I love T.I.'s piece in that. The rap in that's great. That T.I. wrote for that song.
I don't know what she hesitates for, man. Hey, Shotta Cool is a fan on the new once again, but he still has fans from Peru to Japan. Listen, baby, I don't want to ruin your plan, but if you got a man, try to lose him if you can. Cause the girls worldwide throw their hands up high when they want to come and kick it with a stand-up guy. And you don't really want to let a chance go by, cause you ain't been seen with a man so fly. Hey, baby, friend so fly, I can't go fly. Private cause I handle my B.I., they call me Candle Guy. Simply cause I am on fire. I hate to have to cancel my vacation, so you can't deny. I'm patient, but I ain't gonna try. You don't come, I ain't gonna die.
All right, man, so that's your number one. You want to hear my number one?
I don't care.
I mean, you know what it is.
It's Cry Me a River.
It's Cry Me a River.
Like I said, the only reason Cry Me a River didn't make it on there, and that's the introduction to him and the brilliance of Timberland together making this beautiful music that they just keep making together. But the only reason I didn't put it on there is because What Goes Around was already on.
Yeah. I mean, look at a Timberland produced track, and like you said, it's got the, you know, the falsettos and all the beautiful Justin singing that we're used to. It's got the great Timberland beat. I mean, this is a song that starts out with like a Celtic chant, and it becomes one of his biggest hits in his career. And I mean, the video with the Britney lookalike.
Yeah, and him stalking her.
Yeah, and again, he's a jaded lover.
Yeah.
You know, and he's basically filming her cheating on him. And he has a little thing going with the chick that he's filming. And it's just like, he's just like, I caught you. You know,
yeah. It wasn't like you only talked to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it. Right.
No. You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out what there's just no chance with you and me. There'll never be. And don't it make you sad about it? Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
So, I mean, it's very similar to What Goes Around. I feel like What Goes Around could be considered the sequel to this.
Yeah.
But Cry Me River, I love. To this day, there's never been a Justin Timberlake song that I've heard that I wasn't as impacted by the first time I heard Cry Me River. It just blew me away. I mean, I liked I Love You and Senorita and a couple other ones I'd heard.
Senorita! Man, that's a good song.
A couple other ones I'd heard, and of course, I love NSYNC, but Cry Me River just like hit me. It like affected me, as opposed to hearing a song and being like, oh, that's a cool song. This one, I was like, holy shit, this is something. I feel something. You know? Yeah. And when I saw the video is equally as great and iconic. And it's just awesome, man. I mean, it's. I feel like Cry Me a River was when that particular song and the success that song had, I feel like that was the song that detached him from NSYNC.
Legitimized him as a
solo artist. I feel like after Cry Me a River, he was Justin Timberlake.
Well, not only that, was like, oh, there's some substance to this.
Yeah.
This is not just another pop
album. Not that, you know, like I Love You. And, I mean, those songs are amazing. And we've been talking about them and giving them love. But I don't know. Cry Me a River was like, that's not NSYNC. That's not an NSYNC tune.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with like happiness in the pop world. That's like some dark shit going on there. And it's got the Timberland beat, which of course Timberland didn't produce boy bands. So it just sounded different. It had different lyrical content.
Yeah.
And then you had the video on top of that where it's like, bro, there's some creepy shit going on here. He's in the bushes filming Britney Spears. Like, what's going on?
Don't it make make it sound about it.
So that's my number one.
You told me you loved me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Yeah. Cry me a river. Cry me a river, lady.
Man, so good.
But yeah, that's my number one. You're not surprised, are you? You know that going into this?
I knew Cry Me a River would be on your top five. I knew that What Goes Around would be there. I thought that Bye 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 would be there.
Yeah, that was the other one.
Instead of It's Gonna Be Me.
That's on my honorables.
I knew Mirrors. We would have got a match
up on. I mean, Mirrors is such a good song, man. It's like in my mirror. I think Push Your Love Girl was my surprise, and your surprise was Strawberry Bubblegum.
Well, that's because, I mean,
which are
also,
both 2020.
When you go back to 2020, every song so new, another one of my honorable mentions is Murder. You hear Murder off of all your, that girl is murder. Everybody get down.
We don't
get the lights and sound. Everybody get down. She's a killer.
Let's do our wrap up real quick, okay. And then we'll do our honorable mention. I'll do my wrap up first.
You do your wrap up. I have no idea what's going on.
Fair enough. My number five was NSYNC's It's Gonna Be May.
It's Gonna Be May.
Number four was What Goes Around comes around.
Okay.
Number three was Push Your Love Girl. Number two,
I'm just gonna sing them all.
Please do. Number two was Mirrors. We had a crossover there. And my number one was Cry Me a River from Justified.
My top five, let's see. A Strawberry Bubblegum was my number five. That's off 2020. Like I Love You was my number four off Justified. My number three was What Goes Around off Future Sex Love Sound. My number two was Mirrors off 2020. And my number one was My Love off Future Sex Love Sound.
There we go. Do you have any honorable mentions? I know you probably have 20.
Cry Me a River, of course, is an honorable mention. Bye 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 from NSYNC. Also, one of their first hits, It's Tearing Up My Heart. It's Tearing Up My Heart.
Great one.
That's a great song.
That was the one I put on the boy band.
I didn't mention this because it's I don't know why. Man of the Woods has some great tracks on it. The song Man of the Woods has this great little, you know, I'm a man of the woods. It's also a very sexy song. Mm-hmm. Like I guess they call it not the bridge, but the thing before the chorus.
The verse.
Has like a woman becoming moist.
Sure.
Dripping like it's a faucet. That's a great song.
Sure.
The one with
Chris Stapleton.
The one with Chris Stapleton.
Say
Something is a wonderful song. Say Something is a great song. I mean, Love Stoned off Future Sex Love Sound is a wonderful, wonderful song.
I agree.
I mean, Senorita off Justified. Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah. I mean, we've
Suit
talked.
Suit and Tie has one of the best outros
Jay-Z,
of any.
Jay-Z and him having that collaboration.
Dude,
awesome.
That's a great song.
So we've talked
this
about
so many good ones.
We've talked about all my honorables, basically.
So I mean, I could just keep going.
My number six would have been Like I Love You.
Okay.
My number seven would have been Senorita. Good tune, man.
And that's the first song off. Like I Love You is not the first song on Justified. That one is.
Yeah.
So you have this kind of, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to introduce to you. Coming right here.
My number eight would have been Strawberry Bubblegum, so we match up there. Yeah. My number nine would have been My Love, and my number 10 would have been Bye, Bye, Bye.
Bye, 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 Bye.
I picked It's Gonna Be Me just because it's a better Justin showcase. You know, he's more featured in It's Gonna Be Me, and the meme is hilarious.
For some reason, I feel like, as far as NSYNC is concerned, Bye, Bye, Bye is gonna be their lasting one, the one that just never.
Yeah, I mean,
never
that's their, like, big hit.
Yeah, because, I mean, and also, once again, as soon as you hear that, Bye, 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 doom, doom,
I got a little tidbit about Bye Bye Bye. I may have texted you this when it happened in real time. So I didn't talk about this on our update that we did a few weeks ago. But the DJ business that we were in together is no longer.
RIP Sweet Sound Productions.
No longer. I DJ'd my last wedding this past May,
which I officiated. Interesting.
You were officiating there. And the last song I played as a wedding DJ was Bye Bye Bye.
Did you mention it beforehand? By the way, thank you guys. This is my last song as a DJ.
Actually, they mentioned me in their toast because, you know, it was a family friend.
Yeah.
And we did the wedding for her sister a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I DJed.
And
her
sister was the maid of honor at this wedding. And she mentioned me in her toast, like, hey, Gerald was there for this girl's graduation party because I did her high school graduation.
As your first gig.
As my first gig. And my last gig happened to be her wedding.
From her graduation to her wedding.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, and then the last song I played was Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Bye Bye Bye.
So it's fitting that we're able to talk about Justin today. Yes. Okay, so that was our top five Justin Timberlake songs. Let's go over to social media. Let's open up a suggestion box. What's in the box? All right, let's see. Dan, guess what? Dan from Netflix and Swill. This is so funny. I didn't realize this. We did the top five boy band songs about 6 months ago, and he was on that episode with us.
Oh, wonderful.
So he listed, he couldn't do a lot of NSYNC songs, though, because we did of the 90s. And NSYNC really blew up in the early 2000s. So here's some of his Justin tunes. He's got Cry Me a River.
Oh, awesome.
Pop. Pop's a good one.
Off the NSYNC's third album.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Dirty Pop, Don't Stop.
What Goes Around, My Love, and Sexy Back. Can you believe we didn't mention Sexy Back? on this show. Song. We didn't mention that one yet.
It's weird because the way they recorded that, they actually used some kind of a different speaker to put it through to the mic that makes it sound like this. That's why he sounds like that. In mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
And then Carrie, who's the head of our Blazing Caribou Network, she's got some good ones on here.
Yeah.
I got a funny tidbit about her list, too. But her list, first of all, is Mirrors, mm-hmm. Cry Me a River, mm-hmm, Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, girl.
Rock Your Body.
Oh, that's good.
We didn't mention that one. That's a very Michael Jessen-esque.
Very, very, very yeah. classic.
And then What song. Goes Around.
Oh, also, I mentioned it before, but Can't Stop the Feeling.
That's
right. Now, that's just...
That was a comeback tune, too.
That was also just straight up, I'm going to make you a dance song.
Yeah, this period. Is a dance song.
You Can't Stop the Feeling. But because it's Justin, it's not just a dance song. It's just, it's not the feeling.
Yeah, it's just so much to it.
When it hits that point, it just builds up.
And what I thought was funny is Carrie put on here, does Dick in a Box count?
I thought about that. That's a great.
That is a
That also shows his, you know.
Yeah, the Lonely Island.
Step one.
Tony Dobbish.
Cut a hole in the box.
Tony Dobbish has got Cry Me a River, Senorita, My Love, mm-hmm. What Goes Around, yep. Sexy Back.
Yep, excellent.
I told him we were literally the same person because we match up on a lot of things. So Amanda's got, now this is funny, and she has a love of SNL, so I'm not surprised here, but she's got Sexy Back, Dick in a Box, Mother Lover.
Ah, another good one.
Three Way. Which is the one they did about having a threesome with Lady Gaga. And then Jizz in My Pants. So those are all Lonely Eyes. She says,
The great thing about three-way, it's about the rules to a three-way. Like, right, it's right. Andy Samberg, right?
Yeah, with the Lonely Island, yes. She said, yes, I realize 4 out of 5 of my are Lonely Island songs. But as you know, I'm an SNL girl.
Yeah.
So I can't fault her there. Well, you know our good friend Leah that we used to work with. She's got Mirrors, mm-hmm, Gone, mm-hmm. Can't Stop the Feeling, and Senorita.
Hmm.
And Lauren, our friend Lauren, who we also used to work with, a big Disney fanatic, she says, Suit and Tie.
Oh, Suit and Tie.
Can't Stop the Feeling, Drink You Away.
Oh, I didn't mention Drink You Away.
What a good song.
Dude.
Drink You Away, bro.
I feel it in the morning.
Yeah.
It's still here in the morning.
Yeah.
So simple, but like this depression, I feel it in the morning. Like I drank all night, but it's not gone.
Yeah.
It's still here in the morning. Yeah. I feel it in the morning.
Drink You Away.
I tried Jack. I tried Jen. I tried all of his friends. I can't drink you away.
It's intense, man. And then she's also got
another great guitar, like riff.
She's got Push Your Love Girl is her number two. And her number one, she says every NSYNC hit.
Every single one.
I think she cheated there a little bit. Yeah. It's like 10 songs, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Man.
Nicole's got Mirrors, Man of the Woods, got to mention.
Yes.
Push Your Love and That Girl. That Girl's also a good tune.
There's also another good song from Man of the Woods called Flannel. It's a very soft and slow song. It almost sounds gospel. Right behind my left pocket, this is where you're... So it almost sounds like he's preaching, I don't want to love you, babe.
Yeah.
But it's just a beautiful, beautiful song as well.
Ashley, who we've mentioned many, many times before, we both met her in person. She's awesome. She's got Cry Me a River, Bye Bye Bye, mm-hmm. Pop, What Goes Around, and Tearing Up My Heart.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
And when we are apart, I feel it too. Yeah, no, that's good.
It reminds me of the New Kids on the Block song that also starts with the a cappella version of the...
What are you talking about? Hanging Tough? Or,
No. Keep going. Give me more.
Please Don't Go, Girl.
No,
Step by Step.
Step by Step.
Yeah, very similar. And then the last one I'll mention today is Wes from Via VHS, good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was interesting. He said that his favorite would be the... A collaboration that Justin did with Adam Driver and Oscar Isaac called Please Mr. Kennedy, which is featured in the movie Inside Llewyn Davis.
Interesting.
I did see that movie. It's about kind of a musician that wants to rise, an indie musician that wants to rise to stardom. And Justin, of course, can sing.
Yeah.
He's in that movie as one of the singers in that film.
And we didn't mention some of his great collaborations. There's a song with Snoop Dogg off Rhythm and Gangster that also is produced by the Neptunes. And Justin sings the hook on. It's like, I don't care about what I see. Y'all best don't fuck with me.
Right.
Are you telling me?
And he truly is.
And also technology with, hey, yo, I'm sick of using technology.
With 50 Cent. That's what you're going to.
So another,
he's good, man. And he did Dead and Gone with T.I. He did the chorus in that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got a lot of guest spots that weren't his songs that could easily be on his list.
There's two or three songs on...
Forms a tune into it.
Timberland's mixtape, his first mixtape, Shock Value.
Yeah.
There's a couple good songs on there.
Yeah, Carry Out.
Yeah.
Like I carry out. He's got some good shit.
Yeah, man, dude.
And what Justin can do, and I'm just telling you.
Tell me what Justin, I want to know what Justin can do.
What he can do, bro, is he can transform a song into a hit, dude. Just by singing a chorus on it, just by getting
a hit factory.
He's a hit maker, brother.
But the great thing about him, and we're going to stop in just a minute. We could talk about how amazing Justin is for a very long time.
Sure,
Justin, if you're hearing this, believe me, this is not unhealthy. Well, it's a little unhealthy.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
But the great thing about someone like Justin.
I'll see you outside the bathroom.
Someone like Justin or someone like Michael or someone like, we can say, you say with the Beatles is you're making quote pop hits or quote popular songs,
yeah,
but you're doing them with a certain amount of substance that gives them this credibility that you know it's just going to last forever. Yeah. Pop songs, honestly, pop songs don't last very long. They're popular, they come in, they go out. But he's making music that yeah. has substance to it, and you can tell one, he's having fun. You can tell two, he's talented. And three, he just gives when he's in there. Like I don't know if you heard or saw any of the interviews, but in the making of Future Sex Love Sound, he didn't write anything down. You know, he just came into the studio with Timberland. They just looked at each other. Sometimes they didn't even talk, and they just start recording.
Yeah.
So they just start messing around together. So he's in the moment, creating this right. beautiful music, right. and we just feel how much he loves it. And we love.
All right,
it
real quick, we got to wrap up here, but real quick, what's your favorite? If you could only listen to one for the rest of your life, your favorite JT album?
Future Sex Love.
It's got to be Future Sex. For me, it's 2020. Yeah. That's cheating a little bit because it's a double album.
I want the one with the
it's
most.
Like 40 songs.
Okay. I'm going to limit you. Volume 1 or Volume 2?
Volume 1.
Okay.
Yeah, Volume 1.
But Future Sex Love Sound, I remember from the very first thing, Future Sex Love Sound.
Yeah.
I mean, from the very beginning,
like you said,
it's there's one word I can use to describe Future Sex Love Sound. Perfect.
Yeah.
The entire album is perfect.
Well, like you said, it's his Thriller, and I agree with that. Yeah. I think that's a great way to put it. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be able to top both the success and also the substance of that album. I don't
know
think.
What you want.
Yeah.
And that makes you just all right. Also, like me.
Also a great actor, great dancer, hilarious, funny. I mean, just a great dude. All right, Andy, give us your final thought for our Justin Timberlake yeah. top five, man. What do you got?
One of the things that makes Justin Timberlake so wonderful is you can tell he loves what he's doing and he's giving his all. This is his voice, his talent, his gift to the world. So I would like to invite you to find your gift. What is that one thing that when you do brings you so much joy? I cannot stop doing this one thing. When I do it, I give my entire self to it and I experience so much joy and I'm able to give that to those around me. Find that thing, find your JT, make your Future Sex Love Sound, and you know, hey, become my love.
And,
my love.
I hear
my
you. Love. I hear you, brother. And I'm going to be using the bathroom after this. You want to stand outside and ask me for an autograph after I get there? Was it before or after he used the bathroom?
Before. He was waiting for the bathroom.
Okay.
You know what? It's weird thing is I met a lot of quote celebrities and I just never really got that kind of fandom. Cares? He was the only one that I was starstruck. He was the only person I've ever been starstruck.
I would definitely be starstruck.
I was like, what? I was like, dude, I was like, dude, I didn't mean it like this.
This is a reenactment.
You're wonderful. Yeah. Like what I should have said was, dude, I've been listening to Justified. That's a great album, man. You did a good job. I think it's one of a kind. I think it's great. I just want to say thank you for the album. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
you that's what I should have said.
You should have said.
Instead, I was like, I mind. I just want you to know you that I just love you.
Are you going to the bathroom?
I go to the bathroom.
You come here often.
It's weird, man. Can I talk to you? You see?
Dude, I hear you on the start. Can you imagine if I saw Taylor Swift? What the hell would I do, bro?
Yes.
Like, seriously, what would I? I have no idea. Like, what if she came in our restaurant?
Yeah.
I'd get fired. I mean, there's no way. I mean, I would freak out, brother. Like, I would literally be on the verge of being arrested.
If she came up and she said, hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, but first of all, she wouldn't do that. I mean, look at me. Do I look that approachable to you?
No. I think that's one of your greatest gifts is you're so humble.
Right. She'd be like, you need to calm down. Get it? It's a Taylor Swift joke. That's her new signal for those that don't know. You need to calm down. All right, that's it, guys, for our top five Justin Timberlake songs. One of our favorite artists of all time. Andy, we finally got to do it, man. We've been talking about doing this since February.
There's not another person that can take your spot, my love.
I love it. And I don't know what are we doing? Our next episode, which is going to be in a few weeks, we're doing our top five animated films that are not from the Disney universe.
And I don't understand.
So non-Disney animated. So that's going to be interesting. I'm ready to dig into that.
I mean, it's almost like you're my mirror.
I'm ready to dig into that one.
I'm only going to talk in Justin Timberlake for the rest of the day.
Let's have fun. All right, that's good. We'll bring Sexy back.
It's like
we'll
I love
it.
You.
We'll do it in a few weeks. Yes. We'll do it in a few weeks.
Yes. If it's up to me, your face will change.
Hey, what goes around comes around. And by that, I mean this podcast. It'll happen now. It's going to happen.
Cry me
river if you don't want to come over. I don't care. All right, I'll see you. I love you, man.
I love you.
See you next time, brother.
All right, brother.
So I'm leaving you.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.